Hi, so I've been sort of, my call's been redirected a couple of times. Am I in the right place now? Are you poison control?
Yeah, you're through to poison control. How can I help you?
That's great. So this is nothing urgent, so I don't know if I need to call back like a non-emergency number or fine or can I just chat or...
Oh, we can chat.
That's brilliant. So you don't know me. I'm Paul. I'm trying to organize like a town fair.
Oh, I do know you, Paul.
Only good things, I hope. Right. So I'm trying to bring it back. And one of the frequently requested things was that there should be a poison control presence. Now, I'm very insistent this year won't be needed.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people would feel good if someone was there. I don't know.
Well, Paul, I'm delighted to hear you've taken snakes off the bill because that was the cause of most of the problems.
I mean, it was an interesting thing. The guy from Greg's List, who I got to run the pet zoo, said these were all licensed snakes. And what I learned is that in UK, there's 300 licensed snakes. He owned most of them. That was a shock to me.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly sure some of them weren't licensed.
And just to be clear, whenever they say licensed snake, they mean licensed to kill. Okay. Yeah, people hear license and think safety, but, you know, those snakes... They're straight up killers.
They didn't kill anyone, though. Mm. I appreciate they had the potential to, but they didn't, and that's important to remember. And there won't be any snakes this year.
Okay,
no snakes.
Good. No venomous animals at all.
No. The guy from Greg's List has been asking me. He's heard about the town fair, but I said, please don't come this year.
Greg's List.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I use a different website.
eBay?
A guy, Craig, he also runs a website.
Oh, did he rip off Greg's List?
Welcome back to Dumbracken. The mayor would like to inform everyone that their cat is missing. Everyone has been allocated names to call out and must stop what they are doing right now, right this instant, to find Mayor Under's cat. Do what you're told. Find whatever name of cat you have been given, and maybe, just maybe, he'll turn the lights back on.
Okay, now you join us at this exhumation of a Dunbracken local from 2,000 years ago. First tipped off that this could be a site of interest by this clay pot that we found. And we have had that carbon dated. I am joined here by a carbon dating expert, Melville David. Welcome, Melville.
I could say it's at least 10 years old.
At least 10?
At least 10. We've run the sample. As you know, carbon dating is very precise. And the meter has came up as it's not from the future.
No.
It's not current. Is it within the last 10 years? Unlikely, but possible.
Mm.
Over 10 years. Very likely.
And do you think there's a possibility that this could have been made by some of the locals or purchased perhaps in a shop then?
Well, if it was to be purchased in a shop, it would have to have been potentially more than 10 years ago. Do we still have evidence of shops more than 10 years? Yes.
I would also like to point out, Jimmy, folklore. I would like to point out that there's no labels on it. There's no barcode on it. So that would suggest that it wasn't from a shop. And, or if it was, someone has scratched it off. But there doesn't seem to be any label residue.
The problem with this label residue theory is we don't have the full pot. We don't have the base of the pot where a label would reside. We don't have the lip of the pot that a price tag or stringed vessel may have held a price or label. So to say that the pot doesn't have a label, we just don't know.
And of course, the base of the pot was the original reason we searched in this land for what ended up finding this exhumed body. So it was the lack of a label that really set this whole investigation into motion.
And can I ask you now to turn your attention as a carbon dating expert to the body here that we have uncovered? Do you think in your professional and maybe indeed even personal opinion that this body is older than 10 years old, or rather has been dead for more than 10, or has been in the ground for more than 10 years? We have to be very specific regarding this.
Well, thank you for respecting the craft. So my initial analysis is that this body could be from the future.
This could be from the future.
It could be from the future. We just have no way of knowing that it's not. If we look at the body, it's both charred and young. The flesh has a softness to it that would suggest it's alive. But yeah, it is not. It's cold.
So it's cold, supple, young flesh.
Currently rotting. So there's still flesh on this exhumed body.
There is, but...
But no labels.
But yet, rotting without a label.
No way of knowing. There's no tag on the toe, which means it wasn't in a coroner's office.
In fact, no foot at all where a label would be.
Nope.
How could we even tell if there was a label? We don't have the feet.
Very ugly as well, which makes me personally dislike it to begin with and not want to fully carry out my investigation.
I, on the other hand, am more intrigued.
Is this something that you're going to pursue?
When I see a face that's not beautiful, I think, well, why not? What caused them to be this way? What winding roads must they have taken in life to really have to live in such a way as to be an outcast?
And I have object permanence, which means I stop paying attention to anything I find remotely ugly.
I see. So you believe that you cannot simply be born ugly, that this is something that has happened?
It's as a result of life's choices. You become a combination of every decision that you make, and the ugliness is inherent from the way that you've chosen to behave.
This is one of our great debates, of course, because I have made many, many terrible decisions, and I do not believe they are the cause of my stark ugliness. I believe that I was born with this, but...
And I say, if he had chosen another path, we would not have to look at him like this.
Well, there we have it. An opinion that ugliness is a choice, and another one that you're born ugly, and that it comes from within.
Everybody, welcome back to Dumbracken 105.7. It's me, Roger Sterling, here with another lovely interview. Today, we are here with someone very, very intriguing. I don't like to take the pleasure away from our guests and introduce them myself, so why don't you go on ahead and let everybody know what you're doing here.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Two Legs.
Jimmy Two Legs, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you
so much for coming.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that you have some important news to share with Dumbracken.
Yeah, everybody. It's your local Jimmy Two Legs. I've been walking on my two legs this whole time, and I've got a new song.
You got a new song?
Yeah, it's coming out on CD, cassette, and DVD.
Incredible. We've actually had quite the resurgence of upcoming artists in Dumbracken lately.
It's amazing.
I'm sure you've heard Mr. Mildew. He's been releasing a Christmas single. He's actually in the process of writing a new album.
Jimmy Two Legs does not listen to Mr. Mildew.
I mean, that's fair. I don't think many of the people of Dumbracken actually listen to Mr. Mildew either. But Jimmy, tell us more. Is it a single you've produced, or are you talking about an EP? Is it going to be a full album?
It is a ringtone.
A ringtone? Interesting. We don't get that a lot. People don't really make ringtones these days, you know? We don't see much of a focus on it.
Let me, hey, no, Jamie, let me, hey, hey, hey.
yesterday.
Do not trust this guy. It's me, Polly Two Arms, and you do not trust
Polly.
The ringtone. No, Jimmy, I will not
Polly.
Have that sweet. No,
Polly.
Jimmy. No.
Polly, we've been through this. Polly, look into my two eyes and look into my two legs.
No, that's how you get me every time.
Polly, look into my two eyes and look
eyes
into my two legs.
Oh, okay, I'm back on board.
Back on board.
Normally,
okay.
Listeners, I don't encourage
Polly
this type of behavior, but...
Sorry, I was...
No?
I saw him walking past, hitting
yeah.
his little, flinging his little two arms,
and
I thought,
like,
oh,
who's
there's Polly Two Arms. He's
like,
coming in to cause some nonsense.
Yeah, where's Two Legs walking to?
Hey,
the radio station's
Jimmy,
there. Hey,
Jimmy
he's just
two
made
legs.
A new ringtone, and I can't be... Oh, no.
Are you in the music industry as well, Polly?
I am. We used to collaborate together.
Yeah, we had a falling out.
We did.
Well, I mean, please tell me more. This is incredible. You're hearing a live reunion and fight all at once on air here, listeners.
The problem was that, of course, we had evenly distributed the body.
Yeah.
He took the legs.
I got the legs.
And the eyes.
Yeah.
And I took the arms.
He got the arms.
And
the
brain.
And he got the brain and he got the feet.
Exactly.
I only got the legs.
But then I realized, hey, that's one more thing.
Hey.
You need to take another thing. And you wouldn't take another thing.
I wouldn't take it. I didn't want it. I had enough. Hey, Jimmy, two legs. Only needs two legs, two eyes, no feet.
I'm sensing some, like, there's a lack of appreciation, perhaps,
for
Polly.
Oh, no, there's a love. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of love.
A lot of love.
There's a lot of love.
Jimmy's two legs can stand on their own two feet.
I don't.
And you do not.
Hey, I don't need 2 feet.
No.
Hey, Jimmy doesn't need 2 feet.
Of course. They can stand on their own, especially with their musical talent.
Hey,
I mean, does the music talent, when the collaboration happens, is that working through that process? Please, feel free to describe it to me.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's like standing in a storm and your back is to the earth.
Yeah, so you know you're grounded and safe, but all around you, rage of God.
Yeah, it's like Zeus. Zeus said, Polly to me, Jimmy. Timmy was my old friend. He died.
Timmy died. I took Timmy's place.
Hey.
There once was could have been two Timmys, but no.
No.
There was not.
There was one.
Because Polly came.
Polly came along with his two arms.
Polly two Wait, arms.
That is
one
incredible.
Brain.
One brain.
I mean, we don't normally...
I am sorry for busting in
Polly,
here.
No,
it's all
absolutely
love. It's all
fine.
Love. It's all
Please
love.
Send the medical bills of your editor to me.
You did hit the bodyguard pretty hard. I mean, I suppose that's why they call you Polly Two Arms.
I hit him with both of them.
Hey, when this guy starts swinging, he's flailing like a windmill. It's a beautiful sight. He's like the Tasmanian devil, but just with two arms.
But with just two arms.
Sorry,
two
I just
feet.
Need to speak to my producer for a second. Are we going to be like a legal repercussion for this? Are we going to be okay?
So you made a new ringtone?
Okay.
Oh, that's a very
it's
exciting
coming out on DVD.
Thing. Oh, even right. better. And then
DVD.
People can record it on their phone.
Yeah. DVD.
Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Let me ask you something. If you had to give advice to someone, to the youth of Dunbracken, what would you say to them? As a final word.
Yeah. You may only have two legs. You may only have
two arms.
You may only have 2 feet.
But you know what you got one of?
You got one of?
A heart.
Except I did. He got the heart.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Polly.
Thank you.
Sorry we didn't have everything properly set up for
no,
you.
No,
I really
no.
It's all love.
That...
It's all love.
Yeah.
Jimmy,
I came in here with so much vitriol for you, but
no,
then I looked
no,
at your two
love.
Legs and your
you
two eyes.
You couldn't look at my two eyes.
Yeah, Polly.
You know you're good looking my two
well,
eyes.
Well, that's
going to
be
me.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
My ringtone.
This is Roger Sterling from Dunbracken 105.7 signing off. Thank you so much.
Daniel, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that comical... Whipped cream pies were just the cream. I thought it would be more effective if I had the full rhubarb pie underneath. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do the damage that I've done. I just wanted to have a silly little prank to record, to send in some WhatsApp groups.
That child is in the hospital now.
I didn't know. I just thought that it was normal. I thought people reacted well to being hit in the face with, you know, full shortcrust pastry pies.
You cooked... A full short-cost pastry pie.
Yes!
You used oven mitts and threw a Pyrex ball.
It's at the start of the video. I thought it was going to be good misdirection. I also didn't know the child was going to walk up.
You didn't even take it out of the bowl and put it into like tinfoil. You threw glass.
Yeah, it was fresh out the oven. I'd spent so much time making the pie that I needed to catch up. So I just put whipped cream on the top of it and it started melting and I threw it.
Jim,
so it was hot and cold.
Jim now has to get rhubarb surgically removed. It has burned into... He is now a syrup boy.
Daniel, I didn't mean for Jim to be a syrup boy. I think that's evident. I am repentant. I will go to church and I will explain to the priest everything that happened. Heck, I will show him the video.
Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're not going to get a fine.
What do you mean get a fine?
Can't get out of this. At the very least, you're going to get a fine. There's
Daniel,
a good chance.
Don't issue me a fine.
I'm not going to issue you a fine. It's going to be the law. There's going to be a good chance that you're going to get worse than the fine. I'm saying, like, worst case scenario, a fine is what you're going to get.
Daniel, I can delete the video and you can just not tell anyone.
You put the video up?
No. It's in my drafts. I just won't put it in the WhatsApp groups.
Don't put it. Delete it. Delete all evidence.
Intention was a funny little thing to share around because I always see people sharing their own clips. And they're getting all these laugh reacts. And maybe I just want a bit of that. I don't even need the conversation. I don't even need that gratification. I just want to be a part of something. I just wanted to have something to show. And I didn't mean to make Jim into a syrup boy.
You weren't able to call the ambulance for 4 minutes because you still wanted to get his full reaction.
It's important to get full coverage. Just in case I need to go back in the edit later and cut to a wide shot.
Look, no one likes Jim. We can all admit that. None of us like it, but I just don't think he deserves to be a syrup boy.
I didn't mean to get Jim.
Who are you trying to get?
I meant to get Tim.
His twin?
The town council would like to inform everyone that the search for a new sister city has begun. It's fine. It's not a big deal. We're moving on. We've got a load of new sister cities in the pipeline anyway, so it's not like we needed them to make ourselves feel good. We're not a city. We're just a town. But we don't need anyone to define ourselves. But we're going to continue trying to find someone, you know, because it's not like we should stop trying. It's going to be okay. This isn't the end for us just because we don't have a sister city anymore, even though we're a town. Look, it's a confusing period for us all. I bet you they're doing really well. Probably got a new city that's like won awards and has gangrene awareness and nobody's died in forever.
Dunbracken, the biggest small town in the world. We'll be okay.
Anyway, so...
Well, I mean, I've got like an official, like a qualified person who ran the petting zoo this year, so I think I'm locked in now.
Okay. And whenever you say you've got a qualified guy, you've checked that license, right?
That's yeah, he's a vet and everything.
Oh, okay.
They're a lot more expensive, but I think it'll be worth it.
Okay. So this isn't another license to kill, Paul. You sure about that?
No, it's an actual vet. Mm. He was very insistent that the other guy wouldn't be there as well. But he messaged me a lot, and I thought maybe he could like chat out, but the vet was very insistent. Mm. No guy from Greg's list.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is you got no venomous animals coming. You've got a pet in zoo.
Yes. And in fact, I've asked the people at the gates, if anyone comes in with their own venomous animals, do not let them in.
Okay. So poison control, where do we come in?
So a lot of people aren't confident in my ability to guarantee no venomous reptiles.
Okay.
They're also concerned because last year, well, people didn't have much of an opportunity to eat. They suspected some of the food was not of great quality. So they would just feel a lot better about having someone from poison control there.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you come, I'll get you somewhere to stay and you get to, you know, enjoy the fare for free. You just sort of need to be, like, on call.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I heard the food was tasty, if not risky.
And this year, it'll just be tasty.
Yeah, okay. I doubt that somehow. I mean, I think there's a reason I'm coming.
Well, the reason was that I had dropped the ball and... Mm. Cut too many corners, one would say.
Yeah. I mean, these are all the things I had heard about you, yeah.
Yeah. I'm concerned you've heard about me. Do you live close to Dunbracken, or is it as my infamy spread?
Oh, no. And I mean, I need to speak about that. I do need quite substantial transport fees.
Oh, okay. Right. I'll see what I can do. I have some budget. It's just...
Okay. Well, I've got my own.
I mean, you
could
stay at my place. There'll be one other vendor staying there as well, and I'm not allowed to be staying there, so you two would have to place to yourselves.
I'll take you up on that. I'll bring the boat. It runs on diesel. It's good. It's a good boat.
Where are you located?
I'm in an island.
Oh, okay. That's great. And what's the petrol cost to get here?
I think it's going to cost about 12 pounds each way. It's not much.
Okay, no, I can spring that.
All right.
That's great. And I'm allowed to tell people someone from Poison Control will be there. Because some people have agreed to come, but they don't want it to be known until the day.
I'd prefer for it to be a surprise.
It's just a lot of people will only come if they know someone from Poison Control. I won't have to name you, but I didn't catch your name, sorry.
Let's just keep that a surprise, too.
You sound just like the guy from Greg's List. I'm a little bit concerned, but you seem more qualified.
No, I'm nothing like the guy off Craigslist.
Oh, I was
no.
worried that you weren't qualified there for a second. You gave me a heart attack.
No, I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I've got certificates.
Can I say that your organization is sending a representative?
Just tell them it's going to be fine. Just tell them it's going to be okay. You've got it under control.
I've said that too many times, and sometimes I've gotten a little bit teary when I said it.
How's your eye contact, Jared, when you say it? Just say it like this,
they say
okay?
It's uncomfortable. Okay. But direct.
Just say it like this, okay? Say, it's gonna be fine. Trust me, I'm Paul, all right? I've got this under control.
Now that seems a wee bit aggressive, and it felt a bit aggressive to me. Was it aggressive?
No, it's assertive.
Assertive.
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of credibility, so I think deferent might be more appropriate for me.
The what, sorry?
Deferent? Am I using that right?
It's not a word I've ever heard in this island.
Okay. Greg was confident.
Use it in a sentence?
I am deferent to a higher authority.
Hmm. You into God, Paul?
I used to be, but I feel like if God was real, he would have stopped me.
Here, kid, what's its name?
Tibbs.
Tibbs? Here, Tibbs. Tibby.
Why? Do we have to look for the mayor's cat? Can't he do it himself?
Well, he was elected. We voted for him, so now we have to do whatever he says.
I'm a bin man. Just because I work for the council doesn't mean I have to do everything the mayor says.
Well, I'm an accountant. I don't even work directly for the council.
All right, you guys have a bad... I'm going to be putting out a fire right now. Instead, he's put all the firemen on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we got to find this cat real quick.
Yeah, we got to get him fast. Tibbs? Is it a... Not that it matters, but is it a boy or girl, cat?
I have a list of pseudonyms. Tibbs, Mr. Tibbles, no. Mrs. Tibblington, Tibberoo.
Tibberoo?
An Australian cat? It's unclear.
Have we had a visual description of it yet? I'm just hoping for a cat that responds to Tibbs.
Yeah, no, same here. I was busy in the office filing people's taxes and whatnot. So I've never seen this cat. Do we even know it exists?
I see a lot of cats on the rounds, but... I wouldn't know the mayor's cat. I don't empty the mayor's bin.
Who empties the mayor's bin?
That's above my pay grade.
Okay, interesting.
You think that I would have access to that confidential waste?
I didn't think there was separate bins.
I don't think you
people.
Know how much you can learn about a man from his waste. What his wrappers are, what his discards lead to. Wealth of information. You could steal a man's identity, not just personal identity for the bank, but his personality identity. You can know everything about him. Mayor, he values his privacy too much.
Fair enough. Didn't mean to touch your nerve there. I was just learning.
Which is why I'm so surprised we've got so much information about this cat.
Yeah, that is.
Four names.
At least that we know of. Those are the confirmed ones it responds to.
Again, no visual description, though.
No.
It makes it difficult.
Well, I guess as a vet, you can't really steal the identity of a cat. Sorry. I've been looking in this tree. I just overheard you.
Do you mean...
Are you stuck in the tree?
Are you...
No, I'm here on my own free will. I think the cat's here.
He'd be able to get you because he's a fireman.
I'm not on fireman duty till we find this cat.
Are you a veterinarian or are you a veteran of some...
No, I actually stole someone's identity and now I'm playing as a veterinarian. I was about to put down a horse, but got the call and had to go looking for this cat.
Well, either way, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Tibbs!
Tibberoo!
Miss Tibbington, was it?
I have a list that says Tom Tom.
You have a different list from us?
I have a different list.
Oh. Thomas the Cat Engine.
That's a def. We don't have those names.
Toto.
This might be, you might be on a different cat search.
Wait, is this not the chief of police?
No, this is the mayor's.
Oh,
we're looking for the mayor's camp.
I feel like an idiot. I've been in this tree for a day.
I think those two run off together.
Oh, that would be nice.
Tibberoo and Thomas.
Thomas and Tibbs? Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are we to stand in the way of true cat love?
That's beautiful.
As someone who has been impersonating a veterinarian, is that possible?
Indeed, yeah. I have seen a lot of cats that I was about to put down and then decided against it because they had fallen in love. And I couldn't do that to the completely healthy cat that would lose their love. So instead, I allowed them to slowly deteriorate over a year and have to watch the love of their cat life just become a shell of its once strong life.
Wait, I hear two cats making love in a bin.
Well, I'll just go kill them both at the same time. Or wait, no, I'm stuck in the tree.
Yeah, I mean, I was interested to see how you were going to get down from there. But...
Well, no, they're safe for now, but if I catch them, I'll probably put them down. And it won't be out of choice, it'll just be pure instinct.
Can we just put something heavy on the bin lid and wheel it to the mayor and call it a day?
Deliver onto him two fucking cats.
I only empty bins. I don't bring a full bin back.
You must bring them somewhere.
I would need to take the other cat, though, because I need to get the chief's cat, of course.
I think the mayor ranks the chief.
You can't fucking come in here like that.
You can't tell me what I can and can't do.
I'm in the middle of an interview
with a good friend of mine.
You punched my bodyguards.
Hey,
are you okay?
Hey, look, let me lighten the mood. I'll sing my ringtone.
Oh,
Jimmy, we're not on there right now. It doesn't matter if you fucking sing your ringtone.
It's not for this. It's for the room.
It's not gonna fix the situation.
Hey, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone.
Jimmy, stop.
It's a great ringtone.
Jimmy, it's a ringtone. Get on DVD.
Get it on DVD.
Why is it on DVD? It's a ringtone.
People can record it with their phones.
Is there a hospital on the way? A hospital on the way?
I will pay.
I'm muddled. Look what you've done to me.
Are you saying that I can't come back here?
Pick up your phone.
You're not welcome. Jimmy, you're not welcome here again.
Oh, you don't do that to Jimmy.
Oh, look into my two eyes. Look into my two eyes and my two legs. You know you want to play.
You? No.
Look at
what
boy,
I do
boy,
for this town.
Into my two eyes.
This
not looking
is
into
more,
my two eyes.
You are beneath me. Okay?
You can
pick
say that to
phone.
Polly Two Arms, but you can't say that to Jimmy
phone.
Two Legs.
We're gonna take it outside.
I will. Just then, my two
phone.
Arms are gonna be flailing.
On DVD.
On DVD.
Everyone, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he seems angry.
All but love.
Get the fuck.
Over love.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Connaught McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Connor Reddick, Kat McKnight, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.